people that work here. Come on, guys, walk forward. Come on. This is the entire radio station. These are the people that make radio happen every single day at 93.3 WMMR. Some of them you know, some of them you don't. Sometimes it's be a first introduction for a lot of people. But let's say, put the leather jacket. This is Steve Lushbaum. He's the, our creative production director guy. On the weekend, Jack Myers. Let's see, who do we have here? Kevin Gunn. Kevin Gunn. Ken Zepeda. We have Frank Lario. Christian. Christian, this is the guy that's been in the afternoon. That was my show. This kid is in that show right now. Who did we forget so far? Oh, we've got the WMMR ground crew over here, Trackman and John Kubiak. They do a fabulous job. All the banners that you see here, they put up. Oh, what a job that is. Let me tell you, just unbelievable. Who did we forget here? Let's see. Doing nights, we've got Frank Lario on the overnight. Evenings, the Bad Kitty of Center City, Ms. Danielle Flynn, meeting her for the very first time. How you doing, Donnie? Donnie's doing okay. Let's see, the new Rock and Roll Morning Show with Paul Sekulowski, you know him as Sack, Mark Davis, and of course, our old favorite, Earl Bailey. And what radio station wouldn't be complete without Mr. Pierre Robert? This is the new home of rock and roll. We're so glad that you've been listening to us for as long as you have. Or if you're new listeners, we thank you very much for doing that as well, too. There's one person here who's not on the staff who I'd like to introduce to you. Deputy Mayor from the City of Philadelphia, Kevin Feely, come on up. Do you know that it's WMMR Day here in the City of Philadelphia?
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I want to say congratulations to WMMR on 30 great years of rock and roll. How about it? I'm here tonight to present a proclamation on behalf of the mayor who couldn't be here. But he told me one thing that I had to expect when I came here tonight. He said, you know, you may have been to the zoo, you may have been to the circus, but get ready for some rock and roll animals. And now I say to me, this is a proclamation from the City of Philadelphia. I'm trying to keep it short.
Mic for you. I'll hold the mic for you as we do this, okay, Kevin?
It began 30 years ago as Philadelphia's radical radio alternative. Known as the Marconi Experiment, WMMR was a tiny station on an obscure radio band, playing whole album sides, broadcasting the latest on the rock scene, and generally plugging a whole generation of young Philadelphians into the 60s. At a time when other radio stations were playing top 40 boss hits to young teens, WMMR set the standard for rock and roll cool in the wide and wild variety of the music that it played, and in the parade of often outstanding and always memorable DJs and on-air personalities who graced its airwaves. Here's a short list of some of the stars we've all heard before. Joe Bonadonna, David Guy, Luca Riley, Ed Shockey, The Morning Zoo, Michael Tierson, Bubba John Stevens, Anita Gevinson, Steve Sutton, Earl Bailey, Donnell Flynn, and of course, the man who's come to symbolize rock and roll in Philadelphia, the great Pierre Robert. The fact is, from the beginning, WMMR has always been different and has always been cool, even in its own advertisements. Who can forget Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock locking on the coordinates FM 93.3? Or Mick Jagger stumbling over the call letters while doing an ID? Or most memorably, young Dorothy getting a double shot of the Who and telling your little dog, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. But while WMMR laid down the soundtrack of our lives and provided a common ground to dance on, it's always been about more than just the music. For the last 30 years, the station has been a good neighbor and a great citizen of Philadelphia, helping to increase public awareness of a whole host of issues. And whenever it was was needed, WMMR led support to causes large and small that were important to Philadelphia. For all of these reasons, WMMR has become a rock and roll institution deserving of our recognition. Therefore, I, Edward G. Rendell, it's not really me, of course, Mayor of the City of Philadelphia, do hereby proclaim Friday, May 1st, 1998, as WMMR Day in Philadelphia. And on behalf of millions of rock and roll animals, we join in congratulating WMMR on its 30th anniversary, and in the words of another pretty fair rock poet named Dylan, may you stay forever young. And a sign by the mayor.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you very much. Well, you know, I can't believe it, but I see some empty seats down here in the front row. You know, I think I ought to move some people from the worst seats up to the first seats. What do you think about that? Oh, I'd love to do it. They're right down here in front. These are great seats. Really good seats. You like your seats? I know you do. I know you really do. Okay, let's see. Right now we have WMMR ground crew out in the crowd and about up in section 48. Who's ever sitting in row number 3, seats 1 and 2, come on down to the front row. Where are you? That's seat, section 48. Who's sitting in section 5? Where's section 5? Okay, you guys up there, row 5, seat number 8 and 9, come on down. Way up in the back, section number 79.
Come on.
Up there. Row 1, seat 4 and 5, come on down to the front. We've got section 35, row 9, seat 4 and 5, come on down. And who's sitting dead center in the back in section Z? Row 19, seat 13 and 14. Your seats are down here in the front. So you said it's your birthday? It's our birthday too! Happy birthday, WMMR!
93.3 WMMR, always rocked, always will. I'm Pierre Robert, we're in section R. Down here in the Tonedine 1, the headline section. We got a bunch of rock and roll animals here tonight who are wearing, in honor of the Wallflowers appearance, one headlight on their head. These are two rock and roll animals. I'm with one of them right now. What's your name?
Dory.
Where are you from, Dory?
Argentina, New Jersey.
And how old are you?
I'm 30 years old today, 1968, May 1st.
She's 30 years old today. What's your name, my dear?
Bobby.
How are you feeling tonight? Having a good time? We're also here with some of the great people who have made MMR special. I told you about some of the behind-the-scenes people over the years. Here's one of them, our wonderful receptionist, Grace Green. Hi, Gracie.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to
us. Grace has been only one of 3 receptionists in our 30-year history. Also with us, the greatest weatherman on the face of the earth from Channel 3, Tom LeMay.
He's
basement of the Wellington Building in 1968. I was on WIP, and Dave Herman was in a closet right next to me announcing underground music, a new sound of music on MMR, which at that time was WIP-FM. And it's good to see how things have progressed in 30 years from the beginning where I was to the present. And you know, it's always been, it still will be, and always will remain a home of rock and roll.
Tom LeMay! And one more, ladies and gentlemen. One of the greatest characters from 19th and Walnut Streets on Rittenhouse Square, our dear friend Nick, the Hot Dog Man!
Thank you. On behalf of this rock and roll, I must have a 30 years more.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, from Section R, we continue the rock and roll live on the radio with Queen at 93.3 WMMR, the home of rock and roll.
Section 92, and probably some of the sickest fans in this part of New York.
two, and looking around at the faces, these seats aren't the only thing that are high up in section 32.
Why aren't they in 420, bro?
Want to kick into a little doors for you. 93.3 WMMR always rocked.
Hey, Gons, where are you? He's probably stuck up in section 32. He's like, yeah, I think I got a chance to get some free tickets. So I'm like, I listen, I'm like, yeah, whatever, I ain't calling you any help.
93.3 WMMR always rocks and always will.
Hey, gang! Yeah! We're at the Spectrum. We're down here by the soundboard. This is so cool.
Oh, we gotta mention Toyota, Sprint PCS, and Budweiser.
Yeah!
Budweiser!
Yeah!
Okay,
yeah,
let's do it.
Set us back here at the back of the bus where all the diehards are. Let's hear it back in the spec. It's a party. It's a birthday party. Y'all ready to go?
Just Thank you. What are you guys saying? Doing okay? Michael's got something, he's got this guitar riff he's been working on. He wanted to try it out tonight. I don't remember when I Thank you. This is called Bleeders. Yeah. trying to play a song off our first album. This is called Sugar Flakes for Sandy. Behind. Whoa. Where's the girl with the birthday right up front here? Where'd you go? Birthday girl. A lot of birthday girls. Is it really your birthday? Oh, she's been drinking.
Yeah.
That's a nice set you have there, thank you. What's the smell of birthday girls? Thank you.
Yeah.
we're a little bit new at this arena rock thing. We're going to do our best here. We're going to play something a bit quieter. Thank you. And we're going to play one of my favorite songs right now. Together, there he is. and gentlemen, the Wallflowers Glue, the original cheese steak, Craig Richley. And I think that about wraps it up. Oh my, you're right, I did forget somebody. Let's take just a second here. Can you grab that from right there?
Oh, Thank you.
The one and only sensational Kenny Wayne Shepherd to help us play this next one. Thank you.
One more time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Wallflowers and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. We thank them very, very, very much for playing for us tonight. And a couple of other thank yous before we send you on your way. We would like to thank the Tri-State Toyota dealers for their support of our entire year-long celebration. Toyota has grown to be the cars and trucks that Philadelphia has come to count on every day. Toyota every day. Also, tonight's concert is presented by Budweiser and the wholesalers of Anheuser-Busch. Some of you have been drinking it tonight. God bless you. MMR would like to thank the Rock and Roll King of Beers for their support both tonight and over the last 30 years. Also, we'd like to thank Sprint PCS. Our ticket rate partner is a leader in digital phone technology, and we look forward to growing with Sprint in the future. Also, a very special thanks to our dear friends at Electric Factory Concerts, Larry Maggin, Drew Pompilio, the amazing Drew. Also, John Stevenson, Michael Lester, and our good friend Jim Sutcliffe from Electric Factory for helping us out tonight and putting the show on. Like MMR, EFC, Electric Factory is also 30 years old. They've done a great job in Philadelphia. Also, our WMMR staff, WMMR's general manager, Dennis Bagley, Ted Kelly, our promotion staff, who are just incredible guys, John Kubiak, Mark Trackman, Paul Cage, our MMR ground crew, the WMMR technical staff, Larry Pulaski, Rodney Bird, Keith Smeal, and Kim Alexander, and our very dedicated and hardworking rock and roll animal program director, Joe Bonadonna. We thank our staff, past, present, and future, on air and off air, but as I said at the beginning of the evening, most of all, we thank you, whether you've been with us for 30 years, as some of you have, whether you've been with us 30 months, 30 days, 30 hours, 30 minutes, 30 seconds, you're part of our family of friends, and we thank you so much for your support. It means a lot. And to close, I wish you a good night and invite you to come to Maui along Delaware Avenue, where we continue the party in just a few minutes. The party will take off at Maui right along Delaware Avenue, and will go all night long, so you're all invited over. Show your ticket stub in Maui, you're admitted for free. Drive home safely, dear friends, from all of us at 93.3 WMMR. I'm Pierre Robert. Good night, God bless you, and thank you so much. Thank you.